Welcome back to the program, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. The other day, I slipped and allowed my southernness to show a little bit, and I said y'all to somebody. And they looked at me like I had a third head growing out of my shoulder. And it's like, what do you mean y'all? So I thought I would take this opportunity to help our listeners if I slip a little bit. I thought I would help you understand some southern phrases and words and so forth. I have come to understand.
Now, these are southern phrases, not Texas phrases.
Yes,
not,
this is
not
southern.
Like Dan Rather used to do on his news reports.
Right.
Okay.
Right. This is southern. This is some of these I have heard my family use for years. Others I was completely unaware of, but I found a thing about how to speak southern. And I thought we would go over this a little bit. First one, what would you think I mean when I said, man, we are living in high cotton?
Everything's good.
Everything is good.
Right. Yeah. That's an expression for the good life.
Yeah. Tall cotton bushes are easier to pick, and yield higher returns. If you're living in high cotton, it means you're feeling particularly successful and or wealthy. My grandmother used to say this one, she is madder than a wet hen. Where did that come from and what does it mean?
Well, it has something to do with a wet chicken, or well, is that not right?
No, absolutely. Hens sometimes enter a phase called broodiness, and they'll stop at nothing to incubate their eggs and get agitated when farmers try to collect them. Farmers used to dunk hens in cold waters to break the broodiness. You do not want to be around a hormonal hen after she's had an ice bath.
Okay.
This one's one of my favorites, and you should be able to understand this right away. Man, he could eat corn through a picket fence.
He could eat corn through a picket fence.
Yeah.
He's missing some teeth.
Not missing, but you're close.
He's got an overbite.
He's got his buck teeth. He's got a big old teeth hanging out. So bad he could eat.
I gotcha. Okay.
He could eat corn through a picket fence. It describes someone with an unfortunate set of buck teeth.
That's very colorful. I like that.
They tend to stick up and outward like horses' teeth. How about, have you ever heard this one? Man, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You've heard this one?
Yes.
I have no idea what the origin is, but yes, I've heard that before.
Well, apparently a pig's ear may look soft, pink, and shiny, but you're not fooling anyone by calling it your new Marc Jacobs bag or whatever. A southerner might say this about her redneck cousin who likes to decorate the house with deer antlers. You look road hard and put up wet. No, Tom, it's not a sexual reference.
Well, it could be, but
no.
not in this occasion. A horse that had been ridden very fast for a long distance was frothing at the mouth and was sweating.
Yeah, kind of. The phrase refers to a key step in horse grooming. When a horse runs fast, it always works up a sweat, especially under the saddle. A good rider knows to walk the horse around so it can dry off before going back to the stable. A horse will look sick and tired if you forget this step. Now, this one is interesting. I've never heard this. As happy as a dead pig in sunshine. I've heard the phrase, as happy as a pig in slop.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, you're comfortable. You got plenty to eat. But what do you think a dead pig in sunshine means?
I haven't the vaguest idea.
Well, it comes from, apparently, if a pig died in the sty outside, the sun would dry out its skin. The effect is that it pulls the lips backward and reveals a toothy grin, making looking like it's happy, even though it's
nice.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is one my father used to say, the guy's got more money than Carter's got liver pills.
Because they used to make these little pills, they came in little containers, and there were a lot of them.
Yep. Carter's products started as a pill peddling company in the latter part of the 19th century. Carter repped its little liver pills so hard, a southern saying spawned from the omnipresent ads. The FTC forced the drug company to drop the liver portion of the ad, claiming it was deceptive. So Carter's little liver pills became Carter's little pills in 1951. All right. Hey, man, how you doing? Well, I'm finer than frog's hair split four ways.
Frog's hair split four ways. I didn't
really?
Even know frogs had hair.
Well, that's the point. Frogs don't have hair. So a hair on a frog is rare and very, very fine, and split four ways, it's really fine. So that
gotcha.
Means you're doing awesome.
Gotcha.
And, of course, this one, that's about as useful as tits on a bull.
which of course is not self-explanatory at all. Yes.
Okay. Self-explanatory. And then this one came from a good old boy by the name of Huey Long.
Huey Long was, of course, the kingfish from Louisiana politics back in the 20s and 30s.
Governor of Louisiana. Uh-huh. When there was an effort to get him run out of office because of some things, he said his opposition spent enough money to burn a wet mule, which obviously if a mule's wet, it's hard to keep lit.
Gotcha.
So there it is. And then the most effective phrase of Southern speak is, "Aw, bless your heart." Now, this can be a particularly effective. You know why?
It's sarcastic, isn't
it? It is very sarcastic. It depends on the tone. Oh, bless your heart. That means, well, I'm really feeling for you. But it's like, oh, bless your heart, which means you're an idiot and I really don't care. You know? And it's a very passive-aggressive phrase.
That's the one you use a lot, right?
I hardly ever say that at all. There it is. You now know how to speak Southern. It has been my pleasure to bring this to you. If you have any questions, send me an email at seth.mila@wsau.com.
Y'all come back after the break.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.